This video is brought to you by Ground News. Today, Australia and the UK sign a new defence pact. Kyiv is struck, and Berlin sends signals that the EU may want a closer relationship with Turkey. From TLDR News, this is your daily briefing for Thursday, the 21st of March, 2024. Australia and the UK have signed a new defence pact, building on the trilateral AUKUS security partnership signed between the UK, US and Australia in 2021. The UK's Defence Minister, Grant Shapps, met with his Australian counterpart yesterday in Adelaide to sign a treaty that requires the two nations to consult each other if they come under threat and makes it easier for their armed forces to operate in each other's countries. Shapps travelled to Australia with Britain's Foreign Minister David Cameron for annual defence talks ahead of a meeting known as AUKMIN. Speaking to reporters in Canberra, Shapps said, "The need to act together has never been more pressing than it is today," and added that the world had moved from a post-war world to a pre-war world. Australia's Defence Minister Richard Marles also alluded to the strategic importance of having a strong military presence in the Indo-Pacific region, where the UK will send an additional carrier strike group next year. He also said that Britain would contribute to a submarine rotational force in Australia, as well as to a combined intelligence centre. Under the existing AUKUS deal, Australia will buy several US Virginia-class submarines in the next decade and will build a new AUKUS submarine at Adelaide shipyards by 2040. Australia has been looking to boost its military cooperation with the US after the government's defence review last year said the US was no longer the unipolar leader of the Indo-Pacific and that US-China competition in the region had potential for conflict. Outside the Indo-Pacific, Australia has committed to join the UK and Latvian-led coalition to support Ukraine's development of drone capabilities. The UK and Australia are also thought to be working towards a new Status of Forces agreement, which will set out the terms under which British and Australian military personnel are allowed to live and operate within the other state. If the agreement is made, it will be the first time the UK has done so with any country outside of NATO. There's more on the way, but be sure to subscribe and ring the bell to make the daily briefing part of your daily routine. Or just search for us on your podcast app to listen along. Moving to Ukraine now, where Russia has today launched a wave of missile strikes on the Ukrainian capital. The head of Kyiv's military administration claimed that today's strike was the first in 44 days, and that the city had been struck with both ballistic and cruise missiles. Officials did add, though, that their air forces prevented about three dozen Russian missiles from hitting the city. Some missiles still got through, though, and at least 13 people are known to have died in the attack. In addition to this, some fragments of missiles that were shot down fell onto a kindergarten and on some residential buildings. This attack happened against the backdrop of White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan visiting Kyiv and promising continued support from the US. However, while support is still being given to Ukraine, President Zelensky has urged the West to go further. About the attack, he said, "Such terror continues every day and night. It's possible to put an end to it through global unity." He added that, "This is entirely possible if our partners demonstrate sufficient political will." Today is the start of a two-day EU summit in Brussels. The EU is set to discuss Ukrainian aid, the Gaza ceasefire, and opening accession talks with candidate countries. Among these discussions is a more controversial topic related to the development of Turkey's relationship with the EU. It's been reported that Berlin is putting increased pressure to add to the summit's conclusions a positive message for the future of Brussels' relationship with Ankara, something Cyprus has not taken well. Progress has been made in relation to Greece, particularly on migration and actions against Russia's sanctions evasion. However, Brussels is still concerned about Turkey's stance on Hamas and Cyprus. While relations between Turkey and Greece were improving, last week tensions were inflamed again after Turkish President Erdogan said that all of Cyprus could have been Turkish, referencing a Turkish invasion in the 70s, following a Greek military coup to unite the island with Greece. In Greece, a source from the Foreign Ministry said the Turkish president's statements regarding the illegal invasion of Cyprus in 1974 constitute a clear distortion of the historical truth and an insult to the memory of the victims. Cyprus wants a proper discussion at this summit before including any kind of positive message that Germany has suggested. Falling fertility rates in most countries will lead to a global demographic shift with significant social and economic effects, a new study suggests. By 2050, three quarters of nations are projected to fall below population replacement birth rates, with growth mainly in low-income states in sub-Saharan Africa and Asia, which face resource shortages and climate change threats. This research underscores the growing divide between countries with increasing population and those with dwindling birth numbers. The implications are immense, warns Natalia Bhattacharjee, co-lead author of the study. The study forecasts that 76% of countries will dip below population replacement rates by 2050, rising to 97% by the year 2100. The UN predicts the global population could grow from the current 8 billion to 9.7 billion in 2050 and peak at nearly 10.4 billion in the mid-2080s. However, this conceals how the total fertility rate has already fallen in some countries below the level needed for population replacement. Only six countries are expected to have fertility rates higher than 2.1 by 2100. Some countries, such as Japan and Hungary, have, in recent years, tried to boost birth rates through incentives such as tax breaks and cheaper childcare, although none of the measures appear to have had the hoped-for degree of impact. In our final story today, we discuss the US's new asbestos ban. On Monday, the country's Environmental Protection Agency finalised a ban that prohibits the use of chrysotile asbestos, which is still used and imported into the US, despite the fact it's a known carcinogen that most developed nations began phasing out decades ago, which is linked to around 40,000 deaths every year in the US. As well as coming relatively late, the ban has also been criticised for giving industries a whole 12 years to phase it out. With all this news around the world, it's easy to feel overwhelmed not knowing what's coming next. But lucky for you, our sponsor, Ground News, is your ultimate tool for easily navigating news coverage. Their app and website creates really comprehensive story overviews on any topic, so you can easily compare how news is covered across the world and political spectrum. For every article reporting on a story, you'll see the source's political bias, how factual they are, and even who owns them. For example, this story about Rishi Sunak refusing to rule out a May general election. Not only can I see that there are seven sources reporting, I can quickly identify which sources have a political bias, according to ratings from independent news monitoring organisations. What's interesting about this story is that it's mostly being covered by four left-leaning news outlets, and only one right-leaning outlet. I also especially like their blind spot feed, which shows you stories that are underreported by either side of the political spectrum. For example, if you lean right, you might have missed this story about the US House of Representatives voting on a TikTok ban. It's unlike any other news app you've come across, so go to ground.news/TLDR or click the link down in the description to get 40% off unlimited access to their Vantage plan. That's only $5 a month to help an independent news platform working to make the media landscape more transparent.